Hello, beautiful people. It's another Thursday. Welcome to my Deck Zone, a podcast that is all about me, you, and everything that matters to our existence. Every Thursday, we deliver different topics ranging from family, finance, relationship, entertainment, and so on. And at the end of the show, we leave you with a thought for the mind and love for the soul. Hi. Welcome to another episode of my Tech Zone with Olayinka Mistrakas. There's so much going on around us, and I understand if it's too much for you to process, but I really do hope you're fine, you're staying sane in this period, and you're making good use of your time. So today, my word of today says, strength, courage, and power do not exclude kindness, understanding, and consideration. You can be strong and kind. You can be courageous and understanding. You can also be powerful and considerate. Yeah, thank you for staying with me. Our main topic today is critical thinking. And I chose that because when I was thinking about what to talk about, I couldn't really come up with something. And I didn't want to talk about this pandemic and the whole of change progress that is happening in US and every other places in the world right now. So I couldn't come up with a topic, and I was like, oh, so I can't think straight or something like that. So I just decided to talk about critical thinking. So what does critical thinking mean? It means making reasoned judgments that are logical and well thought out. It's a way of thinking in which you don't simply accept all arguments and conclusions you are exposed to, but rather have an attitude involving questioning such arguments and conclusions. Critical thinking should not be confused with being argumentative or being critical of other people, although critical thinking skills can be used in exposing fallacies and bad reasonings. Critical thinking can also play an important role in cooperative reasoning and constructive thinking. Critical thinking can help us acquire knowledge, improve our theories, and strengthen our arguments. We can also use critical thinking to enhance work processes and improve social institutions. So, critical thinking is not a matter of accumulating information. A person with a good memory and who knows a lot of facts is not necessarily good at critical thinking. A critical thinker is able to deduce consequences from what he knows, and he knows how to make use of information to solve problems and seek relevant sources of information to inform himself. Some people believe that critical thinking hinders creativity, but it requires following the rules of logic and rationality. But creativity might require breaking rules. This is a misconception. Critical thinking is quite compatible with thinking out of the box, challenging consensus, and pursuing less popular approaches. If anything at all, critical thinking is an essential part of creativity because we need critical thinking to evaluate and improve our creative ideas. So here, I have with me 7 ways to think more critically. And the first one is asking basic questions. Sometimes an explanation becomes so complex that the original question gets lost. To avoid this, continually go back to the basic questions you asked when you set out to solve the problem. Some of the most breathtaking solutions to problems are remarkable not because of their complexity, but because of their elegant simplicity. And secondly, question basic assumptions. All these things can be a reality if you just question your assumptions and critically evaluate your belief about what's prudent, appropriate, or possible. Some of the greatest innovators in human history were those who simply looked up for a moment and wondered if one of everyone's general assumptions was wrong. Thirdly, be aware of your mental processes. Human thought is amazing, but the speed and the automation with which it happens can be a disadvantage when we are trying to think critically. Number 4, try reversing things. A great way to get unstuck on a hard problem is to try reversing things. It may seem obvious that X causes Y, but what if Y caused X? And number 5, remember to think for yourself. Don't get so bogged down in research and reading that you forget to think for yourself. Sometimes this can be your most powerful tool, though don't be overconfident, but recognize that thinking for yourself is essential to answering tough questions. Number 6, evaluate the existing evidence. There is no reason to start solving a problem from the start when someone has already laid down the groundwork. However, it is important to evaluate this information critically, or else you can easily reach the wrong conclusion. Ask questions on any evidence you encounter. Questions like, who gathered this piece, how did they arrive at this, and why this? And lastly, understand that no one thinks critically 100% of the time. Critical thinking of any kind is never universal in any individual. Everyone is subject to episodes of undisciplined and irrational thoughts. And remember, thinking critically is a long life journey and there's always more to learn. So, before I move to the next segment, which is our affirmation, I'll leave you with a quote from A.E. Mander. The quote goes like, thinking is skilled work. It is not true that we are normally endowed with the ability to think clearly and logically, without learning how or without practicing. So, that is that on critical thinking. And I'm moving on to our affirmation. You know, as we do this, I'll say it clearly and I'd like you to affirm this with me. So, I choose to be calm. I choose to trust the process. Everything is unraveling as it should. I believe what is meant to be will be. I remain strong and at peace about it. It is all happening for a greater reason and I will not stress over things I can't change. So let me say this again. I choose to be calm. I choose to trust the process. Everything is unraveling as it should. I believe what is meant to be will be. I will remain strong and at peace about it. It is all happening for a reason, for a greater reason, and I will not stress over things I can't change. So that's our affirmation for this week. And the last thing, just so you know, is a basic fact or a fun fact that I usually use to round up the show. So just so you know, there's a quote from Abraham Lincoln that says, I leave you hoping that the lamp of liberty will burn in your bosoms until there shall no longer be a doubt that all men are created equal. This was coined out from his speech at Chicago, Illinois, 1858. So that is that on my Deck Zone for this week. Thank you for staying this far with me. I hope to see you next week. And please, take good care of yourself. Stay sane. Stay safe. Be good. So with love and everything nice, I'm telling you goodbye.